you've perhaps heard of the wise old owl, but are owls really that wise? And where did we get the idea that this bird possessed better knowledge than other birds? Those are the types of questions Carol answers every day. I'll take you to that one-of-a-kind place on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When Carol Bloom helped begin an owl festival in Houston, Minnesota in the late 1990s, she had no idea what it would become.
When we started getting more than 1,000 people coming to the festival, that's more than the population of our town. Then I started thinking, hey, there's a wolf center, a bear center, a crane center, an eagle center. There's no all-owl education center in the United States.
The owl festival continues yet today, attracting from 1,000 to 2,500 people each year. They also created a permanent international owl center so people could come year-round to see and learn about owls. So why are people so interested in owls?
Because if you go back through history, some of the oldest cave art in the world is owls. So it's not just us, it's humans around the world throughout history have been fascinated with owls. I tend to think it's more that you don't see them much. I mean, we hear them, but rarely do you get to see them, so they're kind of mysterious.
I asked Carol if these are truly wise old owls.
I don't think anybody that works with owls would accuse them of being wise. The wise owl thing probably dates back to Athena and ancient Greece, because she was the goddess of wisdom. She was always pictured with a little owl.
What about owls and their vision?
Some owls are very much hearing-focused, and some are more vision-focused. So in general, they have very good vision. They have much better low-light vision than we do.
You can come here to the International Owl Center to see a variety of species and learn about the many interesting aspects of each type. It's a one-of-a-kind location to learn more about a bird we rarely see. Traveling the countryside, Houston, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.